an outstanding performance tonight. So I think that's the most complete performance I've seen our team have for a very long time. So very, very encouraging to see that.
Did some of that frustration from Taunton, did that sort of spill over today? Did the lads feel that they wanted to sort of right or wrong almost?
Well, I think so. I think when there's weather around, it's really, really frustrating for everyone involved. You know, it's frustrating for the crowds, frustrating for the players themselves, because you never quite know when you're getting on, are you going to get on? How's it going to be influenced by the score you're chasing or the score you have to defend? So it's really, really frustrating. And today, maybe I felt we had to really, really scrap hard against the good Surrey team. And really try and put them under pressure, firstly with the ball, and then, as it showed with the bat, we were outstanding.
I keep asking you every week, will Tamel Mills play? Yep. When do you know when he's available? I mean, is that quite difficult to manage, that, Mark?
Very difficult, and it's really difficult for him as well, because he's sort of almost lives on a day-by-day thing, really. So we're going to see how he pulls up tomorrow after these four overs and see how he goes, see if he's going to be fit enough to play in the next game. So obviously, you can see by the way he performs how outstanding he can be. And he's a match winner in his own right. So he's somebody we want to keep fit and somebody that we're working hard to get on the pitch.
And did we see something different from Tamel tonight? We didn't see the 90-mile-an-hour Tamel Mills tonight. We saw someone who was varying it. I mean, it was a really intelligent piece of cricket tonight.
Well, it is intelligent. I wouldn't say it's intelligent at all. I know what you're saying. I think he mixed his pace up really well on a pitch, which I felt we read the conditions really well, because it was a good pitch to bowl slow balls in, and they sort of stuck in the pitch and they weren't that easy to hit. But he varied his lengths and he varied his pace really, really well.
We've also spoken about the catching tonight as well. There have been sometimes this season we said, oh, we've drop catch here, drop catch there. None of that tonight.
No, I mean, Millsy dropped one down at long leg, if you like. That was a hell of a chance and a great option. And actually, when he got his hands in, he should have caught it. But that was the only one that we dropped tonight. We caught some vital catches. And, you know, when you play this game, a catch can really change the game in your favour as well. So we did well in the field, and it was nice to see us be as effective in the field as we were tonight.
Let's talk about that power play, because was the tactic to go hard from the start, Mark?
Well, I think the tactic's always in that format. When you're chasing that sort of score, I think you should go hard, because if you have a good power play, it sets the game up and it makes it really hard for the fielding side to come back. But actually, it was just very, very strong batting. It wasn't slogging at all. It was just good, strong hitting. Steyn and Nash were both outstanding, and to score 95 in six overs, I can't see that ever being done, certainly not at Sussex.
Steyn hasn't figured early on in the T20 campaign. Right. Has it given you a bit of a headache now, a nice selection headache?
Well, it's a good headache. Yeah, it's a really good headache. He had limited games in South Africa for the Cobras. They used to leave him out there in the T20 stuff, and tonight just showed that he's a class player in four-day cricket, and he struck the ball as well as I've ever seen anybody strike the ball in the power play. So very, very encouraging, and I've always known he's an outstanding player, but to see him play in this format so well is really, really encouraging.
I also asked the same question. Was there a feeling that Sussex were a little better than one win out of eight so far in this competition, Mark?
I think so. I have that feeling, but the scoreboard doesn't lie, you know, and unfortunately you look at the scoreboard and you look at the points table and you look at the wins and the losses. But yes, I do think so. I do think we were in good positions on numerous occasions where the rain came down and sort of thwarted our push for wins, but that's life and you have to deal with it and you have to move on.
Quick turnaround, you talk about moving on. Kent tomorrow, another important game.
They're all important. I think the last sort of five games are important. So once again, I set a target trying to win four out of six games. If we can do that, I think we give ourselves a really, really strong chance of getting into the quarters.